there are two principal issues that the heads of state would be discussing. One is the issue of the next big step for Africa in terms of resource mobilization in support of African development activities. But secondly, it's the consideration of an African common position on the post-2015 development agenda.
What about the issue of peace and security, especially in South Sudan and Central African Republic?
Of course, the issues of peace and security, these are standing issues. And there are clearly issues that are dominant in this agenda. Issues about the security situation in Southern Sudan. We also have an issue of the situation in Central Africa, as well as, of course, the current situation in Eastern DRC.
When we talk about South Sudan, recently the two parties, the two warring parties in the conflict in South Sudan, have signed a ceasefire. Are the leaders of African Union going to discuss implementation of that ceasefire?
Absolutely. Fortunately for Southern Sudan, one of the positive outcomes that the ministerial meeting has recognized is the signing of the peace agreement that was signed in Addis Ababa. And the ministers would propose to the heads of state a reaffirmation of the agreement that has been signed, and hopefully the ministers would urge the implementation of the Addis Ababa meeting accord as signed in Addis last year.
You said they're also going to discuss about Central African Republic. Any reinforcement measures that leaders are going to take to ensure security for the civilians?
The situation in Central Africa has been of critical concern to the ministerial meeting, not only because you have civilians that are being displaced, but also women and children that have been at the center of the conflict and who have been the greatest victims of the current situation. So the ministers have taken a position that, one, the parties need to reconcile, but the new leadership in Central Africa needs to be given support in terms of implementation of the peace agreement there. But the ministers also emphasize that international support, both in terms of peacekeepers, but also in terms of resources to enable the government there address the kind of challenges, both peace and security, that the Central African Republic faces.
Is it part of the agenda now, the issue of ICC concerning Kenya leaders?
The position that has been taken by the ministers and endorsed by the summit is a position that the continent has taken. We are in support, in principle, we are in support of the court, but we have also urged that our leaders need to be given the space to lead the countries to discharge the mandate that they have been granted by their people. While we are willing to work with the court, we are willing to work with the council, and indeed, it is in our interest that as members of the National Criminal Court, we should support the court, but then we should also support the court in the context that there's dialogue, there's understanding, and there's mutual support. And it is the position that this session will also reaffirm. Certainly we'll have an element of this in the communique that will be issued by the heads of state.